The Pentagon said today that Russia is poised to carry out a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. That word came as Ukraine put in force a state of emergency, and as Moscow said that the separatists that Russia backs in eastern Ukraine had asked for Russian military help to fend off what they claim is Ukrainian aggression. Meantime, in Washington, President Biden announced new sanctions on the company that owns the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline that runs from Russia to Germany, and on the company's corporate officers. Nick Schifrin again begins our coverage.
In Kyiv today, all rise for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is Ukraine's National Security Council, and today they seem to all rise to the challenge and possibility of war.
The state of emergency will be introduced across the entire territory of the country, except the Donetsk and Luhansk regions.
National Security Advisor Alexei Danilov announced a new war footing that could increase checkpoints and curfews, allow the government to seize property and billet soldiers in homes, and ban demonstrations and strikes.
We have said many times that the main task of Russia is to achieve its goal of internal destabilization. This decision was taken to prevent these actions.
The decision taken by Zelensky. Up until now, he's downplayed the threat. But last night, he called up some reservists, and today, alongside Polish and Lithuanian counterparts, said the military was prepared.
I know clearly, without any forecasts, how our army will act. And believe me, we are ready for everything.
The U.S. fears he needs to be ready for imminent invasion. A senior defense official says 80% of the more than 150,000 Russian troops deployed near Ukraine's borders are now in forward positions, some within 2 miles of the border and, quote, uncoiled. The Ukrainian official says the U.S. briefed Kyiv on new intelligence yesterday that action could start within hours. Russia's already targeting Ukraine online. This is Kyiv's newest cybersecurity facility. Its job, investigate and respond.
These are the very people that deal with cyber attack.
It's led by Viktor Zhora. He gave a tour to PBS NewsHour producer Volodymyr Solohub and showed a chart of a recent spike in attacks.
You can see the significant growth of critical cyber incident.
That's a reference to denial-of-service attacks that crippled the websites of Ukraine's largest banks and the foreign and defense ministries. The U.S. and Kyiv blamed Russia. Today, several government websites went dark again. We spoke to Zhora before today's attacks.
We are facing a hybrid aggression, and cyber aggression is a part of it. That means that in case of military invasion, it can be supported with cyber attacks.
Attacks with which Ukraine is far too familiar.